It's a protector utensil, cooking utensil that you bake bread in. It was one kind, these number kind. But it's a flat skillet with the low sides on it. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, you bake bread, and that is a baker. Okay, you mix your cornmeal and water and salt. You can make cornbread. You might not think you can, but you can. All you got to do is just mix it up and flatten it out. And you can cook it on top of the stove, or you can bake it. But the one I'm talking about now, a hoe cake, that's a thin cake of cornbread cooked on top of a stove, and turn it a couple of times. It's quick, thin, it'll cook quick, see? But you're thicker, you make it out of a pone, a roll, and you put it in the stove and bake it. You do it in a different type of skillet, too, one with a higher side.
What do you mean a pone? Is that a sort of a loaf, or is
Yeah, it's a sort of a loaf. P-O-N-E.
About what size is it?
I'd say it's... Oh, well, about like that. See?
How many inches? Say? Six?
No, not six. I'd say about four.
4 inches wide and?
4 inches wide and about 6 inches long.
What sort of things would you make for cooking with fish?
There's a number of them. Let me think. Hush puppies now. Okay, we're going to have fish today, we'll have hush puppies. But not long ago, it wouldn't have been the common word. I'd say corn dodgers. And this has got its name, I don't know where. Corn dodgers, dough dads. Made out of dough. See, that's what your mixture is a dough, D-O-E. I guess. I mean, that's how it's pronounced. But now then, it's hush puppies.
Is that about what, is that sort of round shaped, or what is it?
Well, now, it's round shaped, kind of like a small miniature football.
About how big? 3 inches or so?
No, not 3 inches, about 1 inch, and 1 inch by about 2 inches. Okay. Now, another way to do it is to cook, okay, now that's a hush puppy. And your corn dodgers, that I always had learned to identify them by. Now, my wife learned them from another. She had the dough dad. Now, I didn't do that. She mentioned that the other day. But I didn't learn it by the dough dad, but that was her family. They had it named. It's when you flatten this corn bread out. See, a hush puppy is a cornmeal mixture. Well, you flatten it out about that thick, and it looks like a donut. Now, that's what we call corn dodgers. Now, it's different than a corn dodger and a hush puppy.
Wait,
because of the shape. It's the same.
It's about the same amount of dough in it, but it's flatter. It's a corn dodger.
Yeah.
Does it have a hole in the center?
That's right. That's right. Now, the reason they do that, it helps cook. You see, that grease can get in and cook it, whereas if it was a whole flat cake, you see, it wouldn't cook as quick as it should. But then when you put that hole in it, see, that grease gets in all the way around and can cook quicker.
So a corn dodger is like a cornmeal donut, then?
That's right. That's right.
Were there different, what about something you could take on just salt and water and cornmeal and make something that you could eat with a spoon?
I don't know what you could eat.
Well, say if you were kind of sick and you couldn't hold much on your stomach. Do you ever hear mush or gruel or something like that?
No.
Were there different kinds of donuts, maybe by different ways of making it, or putting yeast in it, or
what, donuts?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.